Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Voice Ted Williams, Scott Spears back with you here on a Getaway Friday, August the 5th, 2022, last Friday in the month of August. 12 minutes past the hour, 77 degrees and clear skies here in Marion. And boy, is it a beautiful night. I walked out there during the break and it is just a beautiful sunset, a beautiful night here on this Friday night. All right, before we went to break there, we were talking about the warehouse downtown. And does anybody know why that closed up? It was down there for many, many years. And I always thought it was a popular spot. They had interesting hours. I know that. Does anybody know what happened to the warehouse that used to be downtown on Center Street? 740-751-4038. Or do you know what was the big falling out that happened between Sansodas and Pesto's? And does anybody remember when Pesto's was out on 95, where Steve's Dakota Grill is right now? Now, if you blinked your eyes, you would have missed it, because it wasn't there very long at all. And I don't know why it didn't work out. I never went to Pesto's when it was out on 95. Maybe that's what happened. Business just wasn't good. But Sansodas has continued to do well out in the Cervex Center. Do they still call that the Cervex Center? Is Cervex even still there? I don't know. I don't think so anymore. Andrews is there. I was at Andrews not too long ago, maybe a couple months ago. They're still doing a fine business. Now, there's another great thing in Marion, Andrews. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, the guy that owns the warehouse, I think he owns that restaurant down in Delaware.
Oh, is that the one? Does he own anything in Marion anymore?
I didn't know the warehouse was closed till lately, but with that COVID, people not working, I don't know if, like, because courts and stuff, they didn't have too much of that stuff downtown. I don't imagine he got too many people, you know, as customers and probably keeping up the building and stuff. But you know where McDonald's is on 23 as you go to Delaware,
right?
And then there's that Sunoco, and then just right down, just a little piece, there's that, I guess you'd call it a motel, not a hotel. He owns that restaurant thing right in front of that, and I think he's usually, it's got like hiring, but he always is usually pretty packed.
Well, that's interesting, because I know he owned the warehouse. I know he had Pesto's when it was out on 95. And he was supposed to open that Red Rooster out there, and I don't think the Red Rooster ever materialized. Pesto's went out of business, and the warehouse is out of business.
Yeah, because I think it's hard on those restaurant people by the time they have to, you know, if they can get them in there to work, and then the wages, I think, have increased quite a bit. But that place in Delaware, when I go by it, it's usually pretty full.
Now, I know,
and then he probably gets a lot from that, I'd call it a motel, that's right behind it, so.
You know, what is that that little diner on 23 in Delaware? I never see that place open.
Little diner.
Yeah, you know, when you pass McDonald's there on 23.
Oh, the one that's on the hill, the white one.
Yeah, I think it's red and white.
Well, it's mostly white. It sits up on the, you know, that great big house to the right that sits up on the bank that was a gift place and books? We used to go in there.
Yeah.
And then I think you're talking to the place that's just right next to that, if I'm getting it right. That restaurant, and then I think somebody else tried to open a restaurant in there. It didn't go. But isn't that a place that's got tools on it or something now?
I don't know. I thought it was a diner, but every time I pass by it, it's never open.
It's been a while since I've been down to Columbus. It seems like it's not a diner anymore. It's had something like tools and something on it. Now, I'll have to look the next time I go because I don't a doctor down there anymore. So I don't know. But I think when the one went out, you would have thought it would have done really good. And then I think another one went in there for a short time and it didn't do any good.
Well, it's interesting because Delaware has some really good local long-term restaurants like the Hamburger Inn and the House of Thurman and places like that. And I don't know why the Marion restaurants that were there for a long time didn't survive.
I'd say the warehouse, there was probably a lot of upkeep on that.
Well, I mean, they had very weird hours. I mean, I remember they'd be open for lunch, but then they closed in the afternoon, and they'd open back up at night. You know, that's difficult for people who have odd schedules.
Yeah, Cable, one year, they had their yearly thing. I forget what it's called now. We had it there, and that's the only time I was in there.
I went there quite a few times with several different people, and the food was always good, but it just seemed to me like the hours were odd. It was you had to know when they were open.
Oh, maybe if he tried to open that, I don't know, that Pesto's or whatever. I don't know if I even knew about that. Maybe he got in debt or something and it had to go. Maybe he was trying to open more restaurants and they didn't work out because of that COVID thing. I don't know.
Well, I know there was some kind of falling out between he and Mr. Sansoda because I know that Pesto, it was called Pesto's where Sansoda's was, and they were in there together, Kildow and Sansoda. And then Sansoda, there was some split, and Pesto's all of a sudden was out on 95 where the Dakota Grill is now. And then Pesto's on Delaware Avenue changed their name to Sansoda's, and Pesto's lasted about 6 months and they were out. And then Sansoda's is still with us now.
Yeah, I liked it when you gave those. I won every month when you'd win. I won that about three times then, and I liked it, but I haven't been back there since.
Well, I tell you, we have a lot of food giveaways, and now that the Dublin Irish Festival and the fair are just, well, the fair is over, I think, tonight, our giveaways for those, and the Dublin Irish Festival was this weekend. We'll probably get back to the food giveaways next week because I know we have Sansoda's. I know we have Smoothie King. I know we have Arby's. I know we have Pizza
Hut. No, I go to Arby's. I go to Arby's once in a while, Wendy's, and I don't go to that many the fast food places and stuff.
It's interesting, but, you know, Pizza Hut, I know we gave that large pizza. I forget who won that, but that was a good giveaway. I think we've got some more of those.
Yeah, my son likes Pizza Hut, but to tell you the truth, I like that Caesar's pizza better, and I got Donato's pizza, and it was kind of burnt. I just got it last week.
The Little Caesars, though, they're not hot and ready anymore. You have to pre-order, or they never have anything ready there at Little Caesars anymore.
Well, I think they're having, the guy one time he mentioned something, I think they're probably having trouble keeping people. Because I call the phone, and you can never get through. Now, you could probably do it on the internet. But the phone, so you may as well just go there, and they don't have a speaker where you can order and then go up to the window. And then sometimes you have to wait 20 minutes. And I'm thinking that, well, probably a lot of people do go there and stuff, but I think they're probably having trouble, you know, keeping people. So
that'd be my guess. Well, hey, thanks.
Because I know we left a time or two because we either had to go back, it'd be a half an hour or something, and stuff, so.
Yeah, it's something. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right, the phone lines are open here on this Getaway Friday night. It is August the 5th, 2022, 21 minutes past the hour, 77 degrees and clear skies here in Marion. We had a couple people calling in there. If that was you and the phone just kept on ringing, give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz back talking about the warehouse downtown and Pesto's and all that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, the pizza place he had out there was called Jolly Mushroom.
I do remember Jolly Mushroom.
Yep.
Now, did that come after Pesto's or before?
I think it was before.
Now, Jolly Mushroom did not last very long either, did it?
No. 6 months, maybe.
Was that a pizza place?
Yeah.
You know, I don't...
It's a pasta place. I've never been in one.
Well, maybe that's what drove him into all the problems that he had.
Yeah, he could have sunk a lot of money into that. Because, you know, you sign a big lease when you go in places like that a lot of times.
Well, you know, it's interesting, though, because certainly Steve Dakota Grill is doing fine there.
Yeah, that might have helped them.
Yeah, I mean, and CC's did fine there prior to Jolly Mushroom or Pesto, so I don't know.
Yeah, CC's was there for a long time.
Yeah, CC's worked there, and Steve Dakota Grill has worked there, so I don't know.
See if anybody else remembers Jolly Mushroom, see if they liked it or what it was.
Yeah, because I was never in there. We'll have to see what people know. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Phone lines, again, are open. We had some people calling in there. If that was you, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. I completely forgot about the old Jolly Mushroom. It was called Jolly Mushroom there for a minute. I didn't know that Kildow owned that as well. 23 minutes past the hour. Does anybody remember Jolly Mushroom or Pesto's or any of that out there? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, it's me.
Hey.
Tell Lee that the guy that he's thinking of that owns the drive-thru, his name is Mike Deskins.
Oh, Mike Deskins.
Yeah, and then that rooster place, the chicken place, the reason it didn't go over, Jim Kildow did not own that. His brother Mark did, and Mark passed away.
Now, did he die suddenly, or?
Yeah.
That is a shame.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah, he was like 60.
What was that rooster? What was the idea behind that? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because that used to be a drive-through, and Mike Deskins owned it. He used to be our Budweiser driver when we were in business.
Oh, is that
and
right?
He was out. Yeah, he was out here at the house about 3 years ago, and I didn't even know him when he got out of the car. He looks horrible.
Oh.
And he had to have knee replacements, and he came out to talk to Larry about the doctor that did his, and he was going to have them done, so we haven't seen him since. But Jim Kildow has a lot of financial problems.
Well,
that's why he's out of business.
Well, wasn't there a time when the warehouse was, the door was chained shut because of taxes?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought
that. And they let him open, and the sheriff would come every night and pick up the money.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he had great food. He was a good chef, but he just couldn't manage.
No, and I could not figure out what I never really got to the bottom of the dispute, but I know he and Mr. Sansoda had a dispute.
You know, my son knows the story on that. I'll ask him Sunday when he comes over, and I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know.
Because he knows everything. He knows everybody. He gets around. And he's in business, and, you know, they all talk.
Yeah, I know Pesto's really started to boom when they first opened over there, and then there was that big falling out, but...
Yeah, they had a big falling out, and then that's when Tim went out to where Steve Dakota is now.
Now, were you ever in there when that was Pesto's, or...
No.
Neither was I.
They said that it was very expensive.
Well, I don't know why in the world, I understand, you know, people have falling outs, but why would you go to that real estate on 95? It's just, for a local person, that's very rough.
It's got to be outrageous. The rent has got to be outrageous.
Yeah, I can't.
In some places, the more money you make, the higher the rent is.
Well, that's it. And that's why I always thought the warehouse was a good place for him, but... I don't know if he owned that building or not.
You know, I can't say. I know there was a man here in town, a businessman, that was going to bail him out. And I don't know if that ever went through or not.
Now, he's still got the businesses in Delaware, but I don't think he has anything left here in Marion now.
Mm-mm. Now, the one in... Wait just a minute. Sorry about that. The one in Delaware is booming.
That's good.
They've got a great business, but I don't know what happened here in town because he had a good business. We had, when my grandson got married, they had the bachelor, but not the bachelor, the rehearsal dinner up there. It was wonderful. I've been there so many times, and I just love their food, but they shut him down, and that was it.
When did that happen? Was that before the pandemic?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought he was gone before the pandemic. It's a shame because he obviously had a talent when it came to cooking, but yeah, obviously just had some financial issues there.
And he had a pretty bad personality, too.
Well, that, too. And he got known for that, and that's a horrible thing in the food service industry to be known for.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shame.
Yeah, he had an attitude. He had a real bad attitude.
That's what everybody said who worked for him.
Yeah. Well, I just thought I'd let you know what I know.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks, Phyllis.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, there's some information for you, Lee, and I guess we know now why the Red Rooster didn't get moving out there. But, it's unfortunate that I don't know what Mr. Kildow's attitude was. I never worked with him. Or worked for him, or had any of those issues that you would always hear about. But you would hear that from employees who worked for him, that he had a little bit of an attitude. And I don't know what it was, but does anybody know anything about that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or does anybody know what the falling out was between Sansoda and Kildow that split Pesto's off out to Route 95 and left Sansoda's out here on Delaware Avenue. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello? Are you there? Hello? Well, if that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Kind of going over the history of Marion businesses here. I don't know. I you wonder about these things. You hear about these things. And I still don't know why Delaware's long-term businesses sustained where Marion's didn't. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Good evening, Mr. Lonely.
Hey, how are you?
I'm kicking.
I know. I'm just sitting here talking to myself tonight.
Hey, I went out by that there barbecue place.
Oh, how? What was the news on it?
The name of it is Chill Out Barbecue and Ice Cream.
Chill Out?
And it's called Chill Out Barbecue and Ice Cream.
Well, that's interesting.
That's what's on the sign.
Do they have an opening date out there?
No, they don't. There's no signs or anything around it. To me, it looks the same. Of course, they did put new roof and stuff on it. And behind it is one of them great big cookers like you cook your meat on, like a barbecue grill on wheels.
Right.
They're sitting behind it, but there's no stirring or nothing out there. The parking lot's still rough. And to me, it looks all the same except for the new roof and the tables are out there and the sign and that thing behind there. But
well, anything. I got thinking today, there is no place to eat inside there, and here it is August the 5th. Now, I don't think they can be open in the winter.
I wouldn't think so.
So
because, like I say, they put their tables and stuff around, but to me it looks like the same. I mean, they've done a little repair and put a new roof and stuff on it, but like I say, it's got that big monstrosity behind it, what probably be cooking on,
Yeah, I don't know if a business can make it out there. I mean, I know there have been businesses, but in the last 20 years, nothing has been able to make a go out there.
Yeah, I think it's just like, if you got an established name like Racecraft and stuff, it's there. I think established their name there, which they make a pretty good business.
Yeah, but a business like that that's going to close all winter, I don't know. Maybe they decided not to open this year. Who knows?
Yeah, but I do know there looks like they're still repairing, but that parking lot still as rough as ever.
Well, the building last time I was out there did not look very good.
Yeah, it looked like they've done some painting up on it and stuff, but like I said, I think they put a metal roof on, not definitely on that, but I think they put a new metal roof on it. And like I said, we drove around it, and there's no sign of any type except for the sign out front. and you've got to be, you know, right in front of it to see it. They didn't angle it like you should for both sides.
Right.
It's just flat, like it's facing east, and the backside to the west to the building of the shop is not even have anything on it. And the name is towards the road, but hell, you'd have to be a quick glimpse to even see when you go by.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, I remember a few years ago, we got a few barbecue places here in town, and it seems like when somebody has an idea, three other people have the same idea, and then
right. They
all run themselves out of business. And I remember Conway's.
Right.
Yeah, I don't
know. Reese's was a good one that they had here at one time, you know.
Oh, yeah, Patrick Reese, I remember that.
And, I mean, they used to do out of, my son lived next door to them. And a lot of times they was doing that on, like, online. And, I mean, people was really coming down to the house and picking up everything. They was really doing right good out of their house until they moved.
Yeah, well, I know they had a run out in the mall. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't turn out very well. And then I thought he was running a food truck, but I haven't seen him in quite a while.
Yeah, I haven't heard from them either. Last time I really got anything off of them was they was out on there by their Family Dollar out there in the corner of the lot on Mount Vernon Avenue.
Yeah, it's a shame because he really did have good food and he had a good presentation, and I thought he did really well, but, you know, it just went by the wayside.
Yeah, and you was talking about that Hauser's, too, or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, Hauser Racing.
Yeah. Now, according to the way I see it there, it looks like it might be like a warehouse and a place maybe to repair, because they have shelving and stuff in there, like parts and stuff on them, and it has a sign on the window that says ATV and like motorcycle and stuff repair. So evidently, the way I take it, they must do some repair work there.
Well, that's good. That is one of those great business stories, and I don't know how far it goes back, but I know they're expanding at quite a rate. Did you see any work going on over at the Sears?
No, all I seen was like they had the first door open there, and then they had a small like dump truck sitting up there, like where you used to go in the entrance, but it was sitting right away from the main garage door right there, the first one. But I didn't see anything really moving around in there, but they had the door open.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to see how it all... Well, hey, thanks for the information, Ralph.
Yeah. We'll talk to you later,
yeah,
Scott.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 34 minutes past the hour here. So you get a lot of information. As I said earlier today, I really should be hired by the city of Marion as a public relations man, I think, at this point. We're getting all the information out. We can recap some of this stuff. If you're just tuning in, the Sika building going in on Route 98 and 309. We've got Chicken Shack, apparently we now know has closed up on Main Street due to food cost, I believe was the idea. We still don't really know if Bath & Body Works is moving or not. Maybe we'll find out. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I have a question to ask you. I haven't heard because I just got home, but who won the tickets to... Really?
They went to, Sarah won a pair of tickets, and I think she went down with Judy Smith, and Glenn, oh, what was his name? But he was a new listener today. Glenn won the other pair of tickets.
Oh, well, you must use a black magic marker, because Sarah wins so much. You must know hers and just pull it right out.
Well, I'll tell you, Sarah had more. Ralph was putting in for Sarah today. Judy Smith was putting in for Sarah today. Ryan was putting in for Sarah today. I think she just, it was the law of averages, I think.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll listen to the rest of your program.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Would love to hear from you. 36 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. Yeah, Sarah won the Willie Nelson tickets, as did, I can't remember his name for the light. He was a brand new listener today. I know his name was Glenn, but I cannot remember his last name. But I know he did get in several times today. We gave a lot of tickets away to the Ohio State Fair. I'm glad we were able to do that for people. But we don't know if Bath & Body Works is moving across town. We've heard that, but we don't know it to be true, moving out of the mall to the Kohl's area. If anybody knows anything about that, let us know. The Chicken Shack is closed. We did get that confirmed. The Sears building becoming a temperature-controlled storage. And Speedway on Delaware Avenue moving from one side of the street to the Sears parking lot there. And apparently the old one will be torn down. Now, the certified parking lot on Main Street apparently has been blacktopped at this point, or at least filled in. We don't know what's going on there. Thanks to our friend Ralph, we know that Chill Out Barbecue and Ice is what's going on out there behind the old Super Duper grocery store on Route 4. The Moto, you know, Moto Mart's out there, and that's about it. That's a very kind of, I don't know what you would call that area. I mean, there was a grocery store, Super Duper, out there for years, but now it's apparently a heating, plumbing type of place out there, and you got Moto Mart. But other than that, that's about it out in that part of Marion, out there on Route 4. So that's that story. And other than that, I think that's all the information we have. Talked a lot tonight about the businesses of Mr. Kildow, Tim Kildow. Warehouse closed downtown now, and Pesto's and Jolly Mushroom. Was anybody ever in the Pesto's or Jolly Mushroom when it was out on Route 95? I don't remember ever going in there. Now, I was in there when it was CeCe's Pizza, and I've been in there since it's been Steve Dakota Grill, but beyond that, I don't remember. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I have a question.
Oh, go ahead.
You're talking about Sika building that place out there on, 98-309?
98-309.
Are they going to move from their current location, or is this an addition to that location?
You know, here's what I got was Ted Graham, former owner of the Depot Grounds, was there the other night, and he said it's Sika built. Sika's in that building. He said, you probably never heard of Sika, but we've said what Sika is. And beyond that, it really doesn't say, so I don't know. Where is Sika now?
On Williamsport Road, they're just east of 23.
I can't imagine they would keep both buildings open. I wouldn't imagine.
I don't know. They've been there for a long time.
Now, what do you make of this barbecue place, this chill out barbecue and ice?
Oh, that place I told you about?
Yeah, but apparently it's not open.
No, it wasn't open. I never said it was open.
No, but it's an outside place, and here we are August the 5th. I don't know that they'll be open this year.
Maybe not. But, you know, that gives them all winter long to work on the building and get everything the way they want it. And they can start strong next season.
Now, did you ever make it over to the Chicken Shack? Apparently, we've learned they've closed up for business.
No, I was never a fan of the Chicken Shack.
You know, I never really understood if they had changed owners or just closed. I
have no idea.
Neither have I. It's weird, but I don't know. I don't know about Sika. Maybe somebody out there knows if they're closing the old location. Let's see what we can find out.
I remember you first talking about them building that place out there, and I wondered, well, are they going to move from their current location, which has a railroad track, so they can bring stuff in, if that's the way they bring some stuff in?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I don't know. It's just like, I don't really, the only thing I can figure why Speedway would be moving from where they are just across the street has to be moving from the city to the county. I can't imagine any other reason.
Yeah, I didn't even know anything about that until you were talking about it. So the Speedway on the corner of Barks Road in Delaware is going to move across the street to the old Sears parking lot?
That's what we were told this morning. We were told that the old Sears building is being converted to a temperature-controlled storage unit, And that Speedway on the corner of Barks and Delaware Avenue is going to move across the street to the what was the Sears parking lot, and the old one's going to be torn down.
Wow, that is going to be a lot of work. They're going to have to dig holes, put them new tanks in, and all of that. I mean, that's going to take quite a while.
And the certified, apparently, they've almost completed work there on Main Street, and I guess they've pretty well filled in the holes, and the gas pumps are gone, and we don't really know what's going on there.
I haven't been by there for a while, but I was out past the Speedway there on Delaware today. I mean, nothing had changed. I didn't see where they were starting anything over in the old Sears parking lot.
Well, I know they've been...
If they were going to move it, they would at least get started construction over there.
Well, like I said earlier today, you know, that Sears parking lot has got holes in it bigger than the craters of the moon.
I know. They're big enough to swallow a car.
Oh, they better do some work there before they open up that gas station, or else they ain't going to get any business.
Well, if they have to dig all that up to move them tanks...
That's
a lot of work moving in, you know, because the EPA gets involved, and what are they going? Are they going to take the old tanks out of that?
Well, I would imagine
where they are now.
I would imagine they would have to. Isn't it interesting that for years we had Speedway, and across the street we had BP, and now we're going to have, and that was all in the city because the cutoff line for the city is Barks Road right there. And now we're going to have Speedway in the county and Kroger gas station in the county right across from each other.
Yeah, well, they compete with each other anyway. I mean, you look at the Speedway and look at the prices that Kroger and, you know, it depends on do you want to get 3 cents off or do you have enough Kroger points to get more off? Depends on where you go.
The Kroger card versus the Speedway card.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it comes down to,
Let's see if we can figure out about Sika here. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right, does anybody know about the Sika plant? Apparently, moving out to... Well, we don't know. Apparently, there's going to be a Sika plant... go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I have a question to ask you.
All right, number two for the night.
Okay, I graduated from River Valley High School when it was out there on the corner of 98 and 309.
Right.
Well, then they built the new junior high. Then they tore all that down due to supposedly cancer and everything. So why are they building back out there now? What did they do? Did they go dig up all that yard and do something with it?
Well, that whole story is confusing to me, to be honest, because they never tore down the buildings, and there are things in those buildings, and GTE never closed across the street when that was all going on. So I never really understood what that was all about. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know if anything was ever proven. We had that author on, what was it, last year, who wrote the book about that. But he only knew what he read in newspaper articles and government paperwork. I have no idea. I always find that very strange, that if it wasn't safe for a school, why did they leave them there?
Exactly. But one of the buildings out there, I think some of the churches get together and they put, like, furniture out there that for people who need it. I believe that's what's in, I don't know if it's the junior high, but the high school is, I believe it's gone and everything, but I think the junior high building is still there. But I thought, well, I heard you talk about that, was it yesterday? And I thought, well, now they tore the school down because they said it wasn't safe for the kids to go. Now they're going to put a building in there. It doesn't make sense at all.
No, it doesn't. Maybe somebody will have some kind of explanation. Hey, thanks for calling. Good question.
Bye.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question, that they're going to build this Sika plant out there. So two questions regarding the Sika plant that they're building out on 98 and 309. Why are they building it there with all the cancer talk that went on with the old River Valley High School and middle school there? Was it the high school, the middle school, and the elementary? I don't know. I didn't go to River Valley. And is the old Sika plant going to close when the new one opens up out there? Has anybody heard that? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you when I was on there. This kid across the street, he's him and his wife, she's like a manager at Wendy's, and they're getting a thing. He wants to try to put in a Waffle House or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was trying to. They're getting a business, trying to get a business together. And he was telling me about Del Taco. Is it Del Tacos?
Yeah, down here by Perkins.
Yeah, he said according to what he told me, they're still having a big uprising about how the parking and stuff's going to go is what's holding that up.
Well, I don't know. Somebody should have thought that out a little better before they tried to put that there. I don't know what they thought. I mean, you can't drive in there, but I was at Perkins one day, and I looked over back there, and they don't have enough room for anything.
Yeah, well, you know the way they got things crammed across there with Wendy's and Perkins and everything in the back end. Anyways, I was wondering back then, but then I was talking to him the other day because he was telling me that he's had his loan approved and it's just a matter of, looking for a place or what they're really going to come down to do. So
I'd love it if we had a Waffle House.
That's what he said he would like to put in, but I just happened to think about that when you was talking about it.
Now, you say he owns one of the Wendy's here in town?
No, she works. She's a manager or something. That's where she works at, and they're going to get the loan, and she's going to quit Wendy's and go into business.
Oh, good for them. Well, if they get a Waffle House, I think that would go over very well here.
Yeah, that's what he was telling me the other day about and everything. Another thing I wanted to mention, you was talking about that Roosters.
Yes.
Well, there's something I noticed down there today when we went by. I hadn't seen them back against the building now. Like, they moved it back. They have a sign that says now hiring.
Oh, really?
And I don't remember that being there, but they moved it back against the building to the where up against the building and sitting there in the drive where you went in. And I never noticed that before when I went by.
Huh. That's interesting.
But the sign is there, so I don't know. You know, like I say, it does look like there for a while they had set that trailer thing up, and I thought maybe they were going to open up, and then that didn't happen.
No, and apparently it was something in the Kildow family. Apparently, as Phyllis said, the Kildow brother, who's passed away, apparently owned that. And maybe that's what caused the problem, but I don't know. You know, Mr. Kildow, Tim Kildow, he just had a bad reputation in town, unfortunately, for his attitude, and had that falling out with Mr. Sansoda, and then had the issues where they chained the doors shut downtown on the warehouse. Yeah. I don't know.
It's been a while since I've been there, because last time I went up, the warehouse was a long time ago, and they come there and try to tell me I had to drink wine for my drink, and I told them I don't drink wine. And we had got our meal and stuff, and they come in and set this like red wine down.
Yeah, and, it was an interesting place.
Yeah, but anyhow, I wanted to jump back in there real quick and tell you that I talked to him about that, and he's really all up in the air about getting something started here, and I told him it'd be nice if we get that going.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Hey, thanks for the info, Ralph.
Yeah, okay, we'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. All right, well, there's some more info. Maybe a Waffle House in the future here in Marion. Now, see, I could go for a Waffle House. I couldn't tell you the last time I had a good waffle. Now, Mary Ellen, I think when we were at Kroger last year doing those recipes, she had a recipe for waffles. And I don't know what I did with that. I was going to try that at one point, but I'm sure I have the recipe around here somewhere, but... It'll turn up 50 minutes past the hour. Give us a buzz here, 740-751-4038. Does anybody know anything about the Sika plant? Is it moving out to 309 and 98? Is the old one shutting down, or are they just expanding? Does anybody know that? Does anybody know why they're building out on the corner of 309 and 98 with all the issues that certainly surrounded the River Valley Cancer Scare of years ago? I don't know. If you know anything about that, let me know. 740-751-4038. 51 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday night. Certainly appreciate the participation on the phone lines here. Again, Angie out tonight at a soccer game. Hopefully she'll be back soon. But a lot of stuff going on here in Marion. And we did learn tonight for sure that the Chicken Shack has closed up, apparently due to the cost of food, which certainly has risen. Bath and Body Works, we've heard that they might be moving from the mall to the Kohl's area, but we don't know for sure yet. Sears, we've heard a lot about that, becoming a temperature-controlled storage building. That maybe could be the case. We don't really know. The barbecue and ice cream place, thanks to our friend Ralph there who called in, was out there today. A sign out there called the Chill Out Barbecue and Ice, but I don't know. It would seem to me that being an outside restaurant, they don't have much time left this year to get the doors open on that. Certified, we don't know what's going on with that here on Main Street. They apparently the gas pumps are gone. And somebody called in earlier today and said the lease was up on the building. And that's why they had left, that an employee had said that. So I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know if Boyd Funeral Home needs more parking space. They have that church parking lot over there. I don't know who owns that. Apparently also the house beside the certified on Main Street is empty as well, which is interesting. And then Hauser Racing out next to the House of Hunan behind the mall there. And Speedway moving across the street is what we heard from where they are, from one side of Barks Road to the other, to the Sears parking lot. Now, Del Taco, we heard a while back, was supposed to be, the reason they're not opening was a shortage in supply, but maybe has something to do with the parking lot, which I'm telling you, from day one, I have felt that is just a disaster waiting to happen. There's not enough area there to park. I don't even know how you could get the employees to park in the parking lot and still allow people to come through the drive-through, or let people park in there to come in and eat. I don't know how that would be done at the Del Taco. I don't know why somebody didn't survey that better. And I'm telling you as well, with no light there, that's going to be a disaster. But what are your thoughts on it? That's what we want to hear. 54 minutes past the hour. We don't want to hear my thoughts. We want to hear yours. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz here. That's 740-751-4038. And we also, you know, this could be a sign of why it closed. Nobody has called in yet who ever went into Pesto's or the Jolly Mushroom when it was out on Route 95 there for a short period of time. Probably why they're not in business anymore. I never knew anybody who went in there. Did anybody ever eat in Pesto's or the Jolly Mushroom when it was out on Route 95? Do you think a Waffle House would go over here in Marion? Heaven knows we like to eat out now. Maybe even more than we did before. 740-751-4038. And we did get a call tonight from Sarah, who I believe is with Judy Smith down at the Willie Nelson concert. Hope they're having a good time down there. And Boy, I wish I could. I said his name many times earlier. He was entered many times earlier today. I know his first name was Glenn, but I can't remember what his last name was. But he was the other winner of the Willie Nelson tickets. And then Diane won the tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival, which is this weekend. We'll probably get back to the food giveaways next week. We have Pizza Hut giveaways. We have Smoothie King giveaways. We have Arby's giveaways. Pizza Hut, so all kinds of stuff coming up. Well, if you've been thinking about calling in, give us a buzz because we're in the home stretch here. We're under 5 minutes. 740-751-4038. 77 degrees and clear skies here in Marion. Always fun to talk with you on the toll-free line here. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Was his last name something like Bristow or something like that?
I'm trying to remember. I can't.
I think it was Bristow or something to that effect.
I know I said it 50 in the papers at the office, and I can't remember what his name was, but he was our big winner today. A nice man. Met him as he came to the station. I'm glad he got to go down there tonight. Hey, thank you.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, I know his name was Glenn. Now, our Glenn, of course, we're not even sure if our Glenn is still alive, because to be honest with you, when he stirred his coffee the other day, Thursday, with a pen from the studio, a used pen from the studio, holy mackerel, I bet, I'm not going to say who probably picked their ears with that, but boy, I'm sure it happened. Go ahead, caller.
Didn't you say his name was Thistle?
Thistle. I think that's right. Glenn Thistle.
Yeah, because when I heard that, and I turned it on this today, you said Glenn Thistle, and I'm like, well, I used to work with Glenn Thistle.
Oh, you know Glenn Thistle?
Yeah, I used to work with him at Whirlpool.
Who lives over on Fairground Street.
Well, I don't know where he lives, but I knew I worked with him.
Now, is it good that Glenn Thistle's now part of our radio family here?
Well, it's always good when somebody becomes a part of the radio family.
You know, this radio family just keeps getting bigger and bigger. I believe the fruitcake toss this year might be an international incident.
That would be sweet.
Well, I just know that if Adam gets entered again, that when he throws it, it's going to be an international incident because we're probably all going to be arrested when he throws
here
it.
Here we go. Beating on Adam again. Wait. Poor Adam.
No, you were...
One wrong throw.
Am I telling the truth or not? Did
yeah,
he...
you're telling the truth, but, oh, let the poor guy have it. I mean, everybody's entitled to one.
No, because the man called and bragged for like a week. He had been in the gym, he'd been practicing, and he shows up there and throws that thing so crooked that he about cold cocks Santa Claus.
I know what he did. But the poor guy, he was just trying too hard. He wanted to put on a good show, and he just held on to it too long.
Well, he went into the history books, I'll say that. I can't even describe it.
I will say it now, mark my words. If he's in it this year, he will do better.
If he's in it this year, I'm going to wear two mattresses strapped to each side of my body to make sure that I survive it. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right.
All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Oh, the fruitcake toss. It's getting close. You know, you think we're talking about that, and it's early because it's warm outside. Well, guess what? It's August the 5th. So how far are we away from the fruitcake toss? September, October, November? 4 months away from the fruitcake toss. Think about that. That means Thanksgiving's around 3.5 months away. Halloween, 2.5 months. Year's getting away from us. Angie, we missed you tonight. Hope you had fun at the soccer game. But I want to thank everybody who participated tonight, and I appreciate all the information that we learned here. And I hope that's what we do best at this station, and I thank everybody who listened. I do think of you like family, and when we get together and talk like this, it's just a pleasure to do that. And I think we share a lot of information with people in the community. Apparently, I can't talk. It might be time for me to get off the air. So for this Friday night, for all of us here at WWGH Radio, and for the city of Marion, my new job as public service director, this is Scott Spears heading for...
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From presidential nominee, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams...
Okay, well, let's, here we go. It's announcement time.
That I want to write myself on an independent ticket and run for president of the United States.
What inspired this?
A lot of the situations where it's quite